Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down. It's time, it's Within Brim Skin time. I got my wingman Zambo.
Hello.
And it's going to be another epic episode. Why?
Because it always is.
Ah, it's a Kimberly Bombolina line that we use every week, and we're going to be proud of it. And she's sitting in the studio and looking at us like, what the hell's going on here? And
Ooh, she just called you a hack fraud.
What?
Wow.
That's messed up.
That's going to be a debate for later.
Yeah. It's on like Donkey Kong's son. I mean, child, whatever. I don't know.
Flocka.
Anyway, what do you call it? I don't know what is wrong with Alex, but apparently he was in another car accident, and he is not in studio today. So
yeah.
Hopefully everything is well with him, and
yeah.
We'll find out soon.
Exactly. But him not being here makes me want to beat the crap out of him, so he better not show his face for at least today.
It's crazy,
right?
Man.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, what's wrong with you, son?
He's careless.
Every single time you turn around,
he's foolish.
He's getting hurt. He's falling on his face. He's cutting something. He's breaking something. He's getting to an accident. It's everything. It's every week there's something else.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But we love him just the same.
So anyway, number 77.
Today's secret word.
No, it's not today's secret word yet.
I accidentally clicked it. Go ahead.
Number 77, All Dogs Go to Heaven. And guess what? I got to tell you that the title of this show has absolutely nothing to do with anything that we're going to talk about.
Perfect.
I just couldn't think of anything that rhymed with 77.
I mean, that's fine. That's fine.
Isn't it wonderful?
Eh. You could have said all matzahs unleavened.
All matzahs unleavened?
Unleavened.
Would you want me? Do you want me to change it to all matzahs unleavened?
No, but I'm just saying it could have been.
It could have been so beautiful. It could have been so fine. It rhymed. Yeah, okay.
Right.
Anyway.
Feel the rhythm. Feel the rhyme.
It's bobsled time, baby.
Thank you.
Anyway, so as always, Within Brim Skin brought to you by Kikkoman, traditionally brewed soy sauce, making soy sauce cool again, Mane & Tail hair care products, discover the secret, Berry Dynamic, high-quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need, and 7-Eleven. Thank heaven for 7-Eleven.
Oh, baby.
You know what's really funny?
What's
so
up?
During the whole pandemic, I mm-hmm. have not really gone out and done much, but in recent weeks, I've been trying to venture out a little bit.
Since restrictions have enabled more things while still being safe and smart,
exactly.
And capable.
Social distancing.
Yeah.
And so I'll go to a restaurant, but eat outdoors,
mm-hmm.
or I'll go to the beach and stay away from everybody.
Yeah.
You know, different things like that. We try to be outside. But what do you call it? This past week, we had the wonderful tropical storm that came through and hit Long Island.
Yes.
And completely devastated, our electricity for almost a week.
Yeah.
And some people were actually still out.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and it was really just a mild tropical storm. It was really kind of just PSEG's fault. But, we won't go too far into that.
Well, it was absolutely awful because, we had nothing in our house.
Yeah.
And, we've gotten to a point where, you wake up, we need to have coffee and blah, 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 and get our day started.
Yeah.
So, especially since we've been in this pandemic, Danielle and I will try to go outside, sit on the porch, and have some coffee together in the morning.
It's very hard to do it right away and go from step A to B. You have to kind of do step A, B, C.
Well, we had no energy, so we couldn't make coffee.
Yeah.
Couldn't even make freaking coffee.
Yeah.
So I went over to 7-Eleven locally, and I'd been getting the coffee from them. And
mm-hmm.
as we mentioned before, we went through this entire pandemic, they completely changed the entire barista station. So they have all the cold brews, all the ice brews, all the espresso, you name it, it's there.
For the record, too,
okay,
they have some kick-ass lemonade on that cold stand.
By the way,
for the cold bistro
it
stand,
is delicious.
It's really good.
I like it.
It's really good.
What do you call it? And I wound up, because I started going there the entire week to
mm-hmm.
make sure that we had some coffee intake.
Yeah.
And what do you call it? When I went, I noticed, and thank goodness, they actually have a whole hygiene station now.
Yeah.
So you go in, you can actually, use the sanitizer on your hands.
Mm-hmm.
And I found myself touching everything, and I was freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when I saw that the sanitation area was there, and I was thrilled. Because at the end of the day, I've been so cautious and careful, and you don't know who the hell's going in and touching and so forth. So that was fantastic.
Yeah, that's outside of everyone's power, really.
Yeah.
We don't know who's been there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and again, one, the coffee was unbelievable as always. What do you call it? I was able to get everything I needed. The coffee, hot chocolate for Haley, the whole nine.
Yeah.
And then I noticed that everybody in there, everybody was wearing masks. They were, you know, 6 feet apart. You know, everything was in good condition. So listen, everybody, if you have a chance to go to your local 7-Eleven, go check them out, go get some coffee, check out the new stations, but be safe about it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Just be safe. Be smart.
Absolutely. So that being said, what do you call it?
Oh, yeah, that. Okay.
Yeah, that.
Today's secret word is...
cheap. So everybody who pays attention within Brimskin, you know that if the secret word is said, you scream real loud. Doesn't matter where you are, what you're doing. You got to yell and scream at the top of your lungs. So,
exactly. Just try not to do it in 7-Eleven. They'll look at you funny.
yeah, or they might join in.
They may.
Because I know that they listen to WBS and GHR
in
a lot of the 7-Elevens.
Well, in that case,
so
then
that's a positive.
Join in. Who cares? That's great.
And if they don't, they should.
Yeah.
But I do know that a couple of them over here actually do play GHR and with Brimskin. So hopefully, you know, more will start doing that as well.
Hey, maybe.
So what I was going to start talking about I don't know if you're familiar, but in Nebraska, there was actually...
Oh, yeah, I'm really caught up in the news of Nebraska, absolutely.
Well, you should be.
Yeah, all the time.
Just shut up
and listen. I'm a transplanted Wisconsin Nebraska knight.
Just shut up and listen to my story.
Yeah, go for it.
All right, so there was a waitress who was sitting and she waits on tables. That's her job. And they make like $3 an hour. And and basically they rely on tips in order to, you know, make a decent salary and make wages. So especially since, you know, through COVID, as we mentioned earlier, there, you know, people aren't necessarily going out as much. People are not spending as much and so forth. So this woman had a table of a guy and his kid. And what do you call it? She took very good care of them, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
After he as he was leaving, he wrote down, you know, the tip and so forth and left. She went, she picked it up. How much do you think he left her? Come on, you can do this.
Okay. Exorbitantly high or like
I'm
relatively
not saying,
polite?
What do you think he left?
All right. From being from the service industry.
Okay.
And leaving it, thankfully, a while ago, I'd say he left around $100, if not more.
He left 5 cents. He left a 5 cent tip. How? And you know what he wrote?
That deserves a paddling.
And you know what he wrote on the freaking, on the thing?
What?
See, he wrote 5 cents. He said, it would have been more, but, you know, then he went on to, you know, go off about the fact that he didn't agree that they had to wear masks and so forth into the restaurant and so forth. One, which is she has no control over. She has no control over it, even if she didn't want it. And it wasn't, you know, during a pandemic.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the end of the day, are you kidding me? Like, so you gave this hardworking girl a 5 cent tip when she treated you nicely and so forth, but because you didn't like the policy of the establishment that you went into, she has to suffer. Screw you, bro. You shouldn't go out. You shouldn't be out there. You shouldn't be going anywhere. And I wish that they actually had the guy's identity. I don't know if they put it out there.
It's probably been found already.
Because, I mean, look, I think that's absolutely disgusting.
Yeah.
How dare you? How dare you?
This woman is out there just trying to make a living. And, I mean, we're in the middle of a pandemic. I understand times are hard and money is tight. And you can't give what you can normally give because you feel that you need to give more.
Yeah.
Please, give what you can, but don't be petty like that.
How dare
you? That's not
he?
Even petty. That's just straight up disrespectful.
I try to at least give 20%. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean? Every time that I go, and I try to give 20%.
I try and do that too.
Even if the server is not as up to par as I would like them to be, you know, because I've gotten some people that are just plain, you know, lazy and it is what it
is. But there's some people that I know, I can clearly see that have been having a bad day and maybe that'll help them out. That's
exactly.
That thing. It all just depends on what you're seeing. But you want to try and give them okay amount.
But 5 cents.
Yeah.
That is like, that's worse than stiffing. You know what I mean? That's
it
would have
been better if he just wrote on the receipt, I don't agree with the mask policy, and didn't tip at all. Because then she would just be like, all right, whatever, nerd. But the 5 cents is what actually is like the poke in the face.
Unbelievable.
You know what I mean?
Man.
It's like in the eye with a hot poke.
Well, it's obviously, you know, a hot button for, you know, this guy about masks. But, you know, again, and speaking of masks, what do you call it?
Yes.
We got today, we've got a bunch of the samples from the Sublimation House.
We did.
So, what do you call it? They sent over a couple of the GHR masks and some brimstone masks. And what do you call it? We're going to send it back, see what they're going to send us. And then we're going to do some freebies on both shows.
Looks a little good to me. Yeah.
Hopefully,
and it looks great from the one that you showed me.
Yeah,
so I really like it. It fits really nice. It's super comfortable. It's got that nose etching on it, so it's like it's not just one flat rectangular piece. Yeah. It's actually like curved for the nose bridge. Yeah. It's really nice.
It's nice. They're nice pieces.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens with that. You know what I mean? I'm assuming you know, they'll get here hopefully pretty quickly. But you know, we never know.
Yeah.
Anyway, why don't we take a quick break? We'll be right back with Within Brimskin.
Woo.
This is Will Friedle, and you're listening to Brim. Booyah!
Hey, it's Brim. If you like what you're hearing here on Within Brim Skin, catch me with my crew on the Grindhouse Radio, on iTunes, Google, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and over 20 other networks, with new episodes launching weekly at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in and get with the program. GHR, it's where it's at.
What's up, everybody? This is Danny from Biohazard, and you're listening to Brim.
The original Mane & Tail Shampoo and Conditioner is a personal hair care solution that's been going strong for almost 50 years. Created right off the family horse farm to get show horses looking their very best. Then, Mane & Tail was discovered by people as a choice solution for their own hair care needs. Today, the line has expanded to include hair care solutions for everyone, from color protecting to deep moisturizing. Mane & Tail has an answer, so discover the secret for yourself. Mane & Tail, your hair care solution. Available for retail purchase at most grocery, drug, mass, and beauty supply stores nationwide. ManeAndTail.com. Again, ManeAndTail.com.
And we're back to Within Brimskin.
Hello.
So, what do you call
it? Eddie on.
I don't know if you seen one of the funny things that has been kind of somewhat trending on TikTok, even though TikTok's going to be gone in about 40 more days.
They say that. They say that.
But
they
unless say Microsoft that. Buys it, I know.
It's
but
some stupid multi-level marketing scheme at this point.
We'll,
whatever.
We'll see what happens.
Continue.
But one of the things that's been, you know, kind of being trending, I guess, you know, on there is there are people that are parents and they're pretending to be walking into their kid's house after they've moved out, like the first time moving into their new apartment or something, and everything's all nice and neat, and they come in and they just F everything up.
Of course.
They just F everything up. They're like throwing the bowls underneath the beds and turning on all the lights, leaving smears on the wall, making brushing their teeth and spitting all over the mirror, like leaving half cups water, and they're just like walking around, and it's like you know, I'm pretty sure it's Biggie Smalls. I don't know.
It's God.
But anyway, it's really funny.
It's
and
literally them just ripping it up like they're like what the kids probably did during their kid their childhood.
Yeah. So they're coming in saying that they're going to do the same thing, throwing the laundry everywhere, kicking their shoes off, letting it go flying, bring dirt into the house. Meanwhile, I mean, look, these videos are hilarious, but I'm like, you got to clean that up afterwards now.
Yeah.
So
it's like you understand the joke, but
funny video, bro.
You know,
funny videos.
That's pretty funny.
There was there's one with this one kid who I'm sure he doesn't have kids yet, but it was funny. That was the first one that I saw, and it was so accurate. And what do you call it? Danielle had showed it to me, and then she wound up sending it to both the older kids. Like, you know, be prepared, be prepared. We're coming. I think it was hilarious because being a father of three, I know. You know what I mean? All these different things that these kids do, and every single one, it was like on point, on point, on point.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's no, you know, not leaving any ice in the freezer.
Ice tray,
what do you call it? Then they pop the ice out of the ice tray. It falls on the floor. And they leave it.
Kick it under the fridge.
They kick it under the fridge. See, you know, because you do it.
I've done. I will not admit to doing it currently, but I've done.
Shame on you.
No. Shame on my past self.
Shame on my current self,
because I plead the fifth to that one.
The 1, 2, 3, 4.
Fifth.
There you
go.
What do you call it? Well, I thought those were very amusing.
They seem amusing. I have yet to see those. So
no, you're gonna have to.
Yeah,
look
I'm gonna get them eventually.
It's interior something.
Oh, that's not Biggie. That's somebody else.
Who is that?
It's like some indie hip hop artist.
Is it?
I forget his name.
It's good.
Yeah,
sounds like Biggie. I don't know.
It's not.
Well,
but yeah, I get you.
That being said, what do you call it? I also wanted to talk about Kamala. Kamala passed away. WWF, WWE legend. What do you call it? I knew him not very well, but well enough where, what do you call it? I would give him calls on occasion just to see how he was doing and so forth. And time has not been kind to him. He lost his legs, you know, to die. I believe it was diabetes.
Oh, my God.
What do you call it? He had had hard times for many years trying to get you know, things going with insurance. Because there was nothing for the boys, you know, you know, from when he worked with WWE and so forth. And I mean, he just you can probably listen to almost any interview that he's ever done, and he'll tell you about how, you know, he has this action figure, he's a legend in the sport, and what do you call it, you know, he would get checks for like 30 cents. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, like, and he had no way to pay for all these hospital bills. Mm-hmm. So anyway, he passed away at, I think he was 70. And it's been a while since I've spoken to him. And I was saying, you know, I should give him a call, see how he's doing, you know, because it's been a minute. And, you know, now it's too late. It's getting to a point where, you know, I have to stop thinking, hey, I should call this person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's really getting to a point where it's
depressing.
Because
by the time
you
round robin a good chunk of them, there's going to be a few more where you're like, I should have called that guy.
Yeah.
Should have called this one.
Unbelievable.
And it's just going to hurt you. Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So that being said, you know, rest in peace. You know, he was a really good guy. A little angry, but, you know, I understand why.
Yeah.
Also, it's the weirdest thing. I think it was like last week.
What was that?
What do you call it? Marty Jannetty, who was one of the Rockers. He was the old tag partner of Shawn Michaels. For the people who don't know anything about wrestling, he was he was a very essential character back when.
Okay.
And what do you call it? He is, listen, I don't know him well. We've met on a couple of occasions. I really don't know him. But he is crazy. I know that he does a lot of things. He does a lot of different stunts, okay? That being
said,
I never know what's real and what's not and so forth because, you know, wrestling is a work. So that being said, he seemed to have admitted to a murder and possibly more on the internet. I don't know what the hell he was doing or thinking, but and it might have seemed like he was threatening his current or now ex-girlfriend. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It was not looking good. And you know, we have mutual friends. Listen, if you did that stuff, man, I don't know.
Own up to it now before the Netflix special kills you later.
That's crazy.
Basically,
well, anyway, so I don't know what's going on with that. I have not looked more into that. I'm going to have to ask Tom because I'm sure he probably knows.
Probably.
But yeah, the whole thing with Jannetty is absolutely
insane,
bizarre. You know, and speaking about wrestling, so now I've been rebuilding my own site, and going through all the stuff, and one of the biggest things that is taking a lot of time is photos in the photo gallery. Mm-hmm. So I've been going and looking back at all these old wrestling pictures and so forth and pulling them out and having memories and so forth.
Just nice reminiscence stuff.
Sending stuff out to my students, my old students, and my old tag partners or whatever. And it's crazy because I look at pictures of myself from then, and I look at a picture of myself now and I go, what the hell happened to me? And what's funny is I realized I've got Martin Lawrence syndrome. Martin Lawrence syndrome.
Explain. I actually don't know.
Who Martin Lawrence is?
Of course, the actor.
Yes. And the comedian.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was watching Martin Lawrence and I was like, wow, he was thin, he looked good, whatever. And now, if you look at him in the new movies, he's a little round. A little round. And I'm like, holy crap. Love Martin. So, you know, to be compared to Martin is a positive
thing. Set out of love.
But I'm sitting here going, holy crap, look at the jowls on that son of a bitch. And now, look at me. I'm sitting here going, wow, I was skinny, I was good looking. I'm very upset. I'm sad.
I get you.
It was a good thing and a bad thing.
Okay.
It was upsetting.
No, I see.
Have you ever looked? Well, you kind of look the same as you
I mean, from like high school onward, I kind of really haven't changed too much other than like maybe like gut size.
Yeah.
But from like junior high and like elementary school, like I had some honking ears, man. Like I'm glad I grew into my ears. So like I don't like looking at those pictures, not just for that reason alone, but like that's one of the reasons. And I just go, God, I'm so glad I grew into those.
Could fly away like Dumbo.
Essentially, yeah.
Just fly away.
They were just like, whoop.
Did you have a little mouse speaking in your ear?
No.
Like, No. Jiminy Cricket was Pinocchio,
Jiminy
right?
Cricket, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say
I have a little mouse squeaking in my ear now, but you know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who is it?
I'm marrying her next year.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. So we're calling Jenna a little mouse?
She's my little squeaker.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. What? Oh. She's my little squeaky toy. When you squeak her, she goes, ee. Funny.
Do it again. That's pretty funny. Anyway, so I've been going, you know, back in time and just really enjoying, you know, seeing a lot of these old pics and going through them. And then seeing some people and being sad because a lot of people that have passed.
Yeah.
And then catching up with people. What do you call it? So it's been an interesting ride, you know, redoing everything and the GHR site's in the process and you know of being rebuilt as well, and you know that's taking time, and you know just trying to navigate it. It's just the weirdest thing because there's so much to learn.
There's so much more that you thought you have that you now need to add or like re-add, and you're just like, whoa, what?
So many assets.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize I had that much crap.
Well, you do have a lot of assets.
I do. That's messed up.
What?
Not because I know what you're going with.
No.
I know where you're going with it.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I saw it in your face.
No.
I saw it. You jerk.
Excuse me.
Anyway.
That was a compliment.
Well, I appreciate it. You were talking about my
your assets.
Which assets?
You know which assets.
No, I know which assets you're saying.
You're plenty large amount of assets.
You're a dirty son of a bitch.
No.
Yes, you're talking about.
No.
Are you talking about my. Yes,
your assets.
I don't know what to say here.
That's fine.
I'm proclaimed.
you're proclaimed?
I'm proclaimed.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, what do you call it? I'm at a loss for words, which is rare. Anyway, why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with the Brim Skin.
Hi, this is Mike Zasik from AMT's Comic Book Man, and you're listening to my man, Brimstone.
Bring the arcade classics home with Arcade 1-Up. Create your own mind-blowing true arcade experience. All of your favorite games are back. Plug into Pac-Man, Rampage, Street Fighter, Centipede, Galaga, and so many more. Ever wanted your own mini arcade but didn't have the room? Well, guess what? They're available in compact sizes to accommodate any living or even workspace. Relive your childhood and celebrate the 40th anniversary of Space Invaders by getting your own exclusively at Walmart and find out why the Arcade 1-Up was voted Toy of the Year 2019. So hurry up! What are you waiting for? Get yours now at your favorite retail locations, including Walmart, Best Buy, GameStop, Home Depot, and more. Find out more information on their official website, arcade1up.com. That's arcade1up.com.
Arcade 1-Up. No quarters needed.
Yo, what's up, everybody? This is Walter Jones, also known as Zach, the original Black Ranger. And you're listening to my boy, Brimstone!
Border hounds, food hounds, GHR fans, let's get social. Hit me up on all my official social media, at The Real Brimstone on Instagram, Entrance to Hell on Twitter, relax, it's only a gimmick, and at Brimstone on Facebook. Connect direct with your main man from the wasteland. I only communicate on my official accounts, so beware and be aware of fakes. Catch you on the interwebs.
What's up, guys? I'm Daniel Logan. I'm Young Boba Fett in Star Wars Attack of the Clones and also the Clone Wars the cartoon series. You are listening to The Dark Side with my guy, the one and only Brim. Keep listening because there's a lot more bounties ahead.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman. Making soy sauce kick again.
And we're back to Within Brimskin.
Hello.
So I got a nice package today from Calica's Eyewear. So I got another new pair of glasses.
Nice.
I needed them, and I
remember you telling me them.
Yeah, you know, I wore the hell out of my other ones, and we got them while we were out in San Diego for San Diego Comic Con.
I remember that.
And I was planning on seeing them when we went back for this year, of course, you know,
things happen. Yeah,
COVID. Uh-huh. We couldn't go.
Yeah.
So, what do you call it? I'm always back and forth with them and so forth. And I'm always posting. And I asked, I said, hey, can you send me out another pair? And I have two, but the one of them, it broke because I use it to holy hell. So
that was your daily driver, essentially.
So essentially, it's, you know that the product is good if it lasts you a while and you use it to bits.
Yeah.
So I was thrilled about that. They sent me the new one. It's a different design. And they like etch everything into it.
Oh, yeah.
So he said to me today, because I let him know that I got it, I'm going to make one specifically for you. He's like, you got to send me some stuff. He's like, I want to make one that's all you.
I'm
like,
that's cool.
Yeah, I'm in. I'm definitely psyched for that. Because,
that's awesome.
Yeah. I've been wanting to have some kind of a custom glasses. So that's pretty cool. I'm psyched about
that's
that.
That's great, man.
You know, if you guys have a chance, check them out. Calica's Eyewear. It's all over my Instagram. I tag them all the time just because I like them. They send me product. That's it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just I get behind the brand. I think it's cool. And they're a small company, you know, and that's what I like. I like dealing with a lot of small
companies.
Small
businesses.
What do you call it? Speaking of small businesses, this past weekend, so Danielle and I were, and Haley, we were out, doing our thing and just trying to, well, one, stay out of the house because it was
no power. Yeah.
And, you know, so we were like, all right, well, what can we do? Where can we go? What, you know, what are we going to do? So first we went to this place called Short Beach.
Okay.
Which is actually, it's on Long Island.
Okay.
And it's all the way out east, close to you.
Really?
It's in like the Smithtown area.
Smithtown.
It's a private beach.
Okay.
That you know, I was lucky enough to get into.
All
let's
right.
just say that. And what do you call it? It's like a really, really, it's bizarre how beautiful it is. So you go in and
all right.
it's just so, it's like a small beach area, but it curves around what do you call it? The water. And the land just curves.
Almost
and
like a cove? It's
just, maybe. I guess you would consider it a cove. And
okay.
All of the houses that are there are just so ginormous
mm-hmm.
and gorgeous. And you're like, wow. And it is not many people on the beach. And it was just so relaxing. And we went into the water for a little while, just kind of hung out.
Yeah.
And it was just beautiful, man. Like,
that's
I, you
awesome.
Know, you forget how beautiful Long Island is.
Can be, definitely.
And can be, mm-hmm. you know, because, you know, not everybody's kind of out and about, you know, going,
yeah.
doing things outdoors all the time, especially now.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, going there and there you could see all the trees and the you know, the land, the way things kind of like just nature. It was just beautiful. It was just really nice to see.
That's awesome.
Because, you know, we don't get to do it often. You know?
I get you. Yeah.
So, you know, we saw that and that was great. So after that, this place I think that you guys should check out.
Okay.
So one of the things that you know, everybody knows that I absolutely adore
food.
Is food.
Yeah.
So there's this place called the Whale's Tail. Okay. It's in Northport. And it is a small spot.
Mm-hmm.
They do these custom tacos there that are flipping
Ooh-wee.
Ridiculous. The pricing's not awful. What do you call it? And they're very nice there, very clean. Mm-hmm. And the place was just, it was such a beautiful day. And everything was just, well, you know, everything was in a good, how can I say this?
Good vibe?
Everything was a good vibe. You know what I mean? And the food, though, is just so freaking banging. The tacos, like, we've been trying to go here since we found it last year. And I think,
really?
I think I spoke about it on, what do you call it, on GHR with you guys when I went that the first time.
It sounds super familiar,
The tacos, like, I, you know, I don't know anybody there. Now I do. But what do you call it? I didn't know anybody there. You know, when I was there this time, we spoke. But
nice.
The whole thing here, like, the food, oh, my God. They have these tacos, these Korean beef tacos, which are spicy, killer, kick-ass. Then they have these pork belly tacos, pork belly and maduro, what do you call it, tuna. A whole bunch of bang bang shrimp.
That's so
it's
cool.
So it was something different. Now, I know that Kim had told me about this this dirty taco place,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to check that place out, but I was already out east.
Oh, okay.
So it was like, all right, we're coming back. Where can we go? And I remembered. I was like, we've been trying to go to this place, but it's like a two-hour wait anytime you try to go.
Yeah, it's one of those super hopping places by the looks of it, yeah.
So I was like, let me see you know, if we can get in, and we were able to get in. And what do you call it for a Saturday? I was you know, pretty pleased.
That's
you know
awesome.
What I'm saying? I think Saturday or Sunday. Crap, I don't even know which day is which. No, Sunday. It was Sunday because
it all just
Saturday.
Blends in together.
Saturday we had no power. So what do you call it? We
yeah.
We wound up staying. We came to the studio because we needed some. We needed to plug our in. Ooh, and you know all that.
Okay.
It was like. It's like, I can't get away from this place.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, it's like it owns us or
yeah,
something,
no.
or we own it or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
One
you need
two.
To you need to try that Whale's
Tail
place. Bring Jenna over.
It's over in Northport. That's a place that's relatively nearby, so that'd be kind of nice. Even if all of us decide to go, maybe we can all meet up together at some point.
Oh, that would be cool. Yeah,
that'd be
a good
great.
Thing.
That'd be a lot of fun.
Really, really good food. I want to try the Dirty Taco place, though.
The Dirty Taco place.
Dirty
where,
Taco?
Where would that
right?
be?
Yeah, it's dirty. It's in Wantagh.
Okay.
Wantagh, where? Oh, and Rockville Center. Wantagh and Rockville Center.
So it's two places.
Yeah, I guess. I haven't seen the one in Rockville Center, but I know Kim said there was one there.
Okay.
I've seen the one in Wantagh, and it's always packed also.
Yeah.
Like, the place is always freaking packed. So
it's
like,
delish.
I'm
hearing from the angels
the peanut
of
gallery.
The other room. Yes.
No, I want to try them too.
Yeah.
I like different takes on, you know,
on food.
On food. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I'm sick. You know, if I want a taco and I'm like, all right, I can make tacos or I can go to Taco Bell. But
yeah.
Sometimes you just want something different and
like
fancy.
I don't just want to have Ortega seasoning and sauce tacos. Like, I actually want tacos.
Right.
Nothing against Ortega's, the brand. It's good. But the real cooked stuff is always better.
Yeah, but it's like the stuff that makes you go, hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I can't.
Like those drunk tacos we had in San Diego.
Oh, yeah.
They were like $2. Mm. Yeah, the place was packed full of drunkards.
Oh, yeah.
And we just sat down and we're just like,
oh, that was when you, Tom, and I were. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
That was the first year
yeah.
we went out. And
first year.
The guy on the rickshaw
biked
all of us up that hill.
Oh, my God.
And we were almost.
Have
like,
we ever told that story?
I think we have.
Oh, my Lord. Tell it again. That's a
all
good
right,
story.
So we were getting out of one of the establishments we were drinking at that point. I don't know if we met one of your friends. I forget if we did.
I think we were with Edgar
was it
from
Edgar?
Saban.
That's what it was. It was Edgar, and then he had to leave.
We bumped into like Kerry King from Slayer.
Yeah, yeah.
It
was that. Okay, we were getting out. We were starting to head back towards our hotel because it was relatively close. It wasn't like the worst in the world. We were starting to just like, I guess, figure out where we were going.
Right.
We saw a rickshaw. And we were just like, we're hungry. We're hungry. We can go to the gas lamp district.
Yeah.
And a guy who was doing the rickshaw was like, oh, you guys want to go to the gas lamp? I'll take you. And we're like, I don't know, man. Like, we don't have, like, cash on us right now. He's like, no. I got to go that way anyway. We're like, what?
Okay.
We're like, all right. And we all just hopped in. He had 50 Cent bumping. The lights were going off. It was one of those ridiculous, like, overly
pimped
like,
you
pimped out unicorn vomit, like, looking rickshaw.
I don't know how. Listen,
he managed to pedal us hard.
I don't know how the hell he pedaled. Like, you two was one thing,
yeah.
But me in there.
Well, you and me combined was definitely going to be. I heard him switching gears like crazy. At one point, I just wanted to be like, "Do you want me to just get out and help you push? Because I'll do that. Like, I will help you."
It was a lot of fun.
He made it. He made
it. Fun.
And I was like, dude. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, no. And it was like the $2 tacos.
Yeah.
And it was like, they were really good.
Uh-huh. And then the people across the street were having a brawl. It was great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the two dude bros were like, oh, dude, bro. And then smack, crap, right onto the concrete. And I'm like, San Diego.
That's
and I just was like, my tacos.
Funny.
Yep.
Yeah, we were drunk.
Yeah.
I think we were. And I don't normally drink, and we were drunk.
We were rickshawing under the influence.
We were. Yeah. Remember when
what?
We were. Oh, we should talk about it on GHR.
Okay.
It's a good flashback, but
okay.
don't let me forget. When we were there, and I think it was also it was with the three of us and Kevin.
Yeah.
And when we went to that area, we found this really nice area, but somebody had just been murdered over there.
Yes, where the Starbucks was.
Yes.
We didn't even realize that's where it was, but
yes.
Oh, my God. All right, yeah.
We'll talk about that on GHR.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Very cool.
But oh, my God.
Yeah, so also, what do you call it? Listen, everybody, I want to say that this past weekend, Ruth's Mustard and my daughter Samantha, they represented us out in Albany. We made a $2,500 donation to St. Jude's Foundation. So very, very happy and proud about that. So definitely check out rootsmustard.com. Get yourself some slathersome, and we'll make another donation. Anyway, that's about it for Within Brim Skin. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe. Hit us up on all the social media. We'll be hanging again with you next week. Get better, Alex.
Quit messing yourself up, damn it.